So to Washington and presidential politics now for this segment. Joining us is Ron Christie, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. He's a fellow at Harvard University's Institute of Politics. Good morning again, Ron.
Nice to rejoin you, John. How are you?
Also with us is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent from the nation's capital. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So at least three things to talk about. There are the rotating electoral contests. Now Nevada has decided to push ahead of Florida. We expect something to happen with the Iowa caucuses, the New Hampshire primary as well, and the South Carolina primary as well. We've got Sarah Palin, who says she won't be running for president in 2012. And Harry Reid has proposed a more than 5% surtax on millionaire income as part of the president's jobs bill. Todd, do you want to take one of those first?
I can take any one of those you want. Let's start with the primaries if you want to. Nevada moving up, Florida moving up. This happened in 2008. I don't know if anybody remembers, but this is not the first time we've had the merry-go-round of states moving up in the primary process. Look, bigger states, more populous states have for a long time been sick and tired and carping about Iowa and New Hampshire, these tiny parochial rural states getting their issues and their concerns front-loaded into the process so they want to be part of the fun. It's as simple as that. You get money from it because all the news media and the news trucks and the anchors and everybody else comes to your state. You get influence. You know, everybody says there would be no ethanol subsidies in this country if people didn't have to kowtow to Iowa at the start of the presidential race. So Florida wants a piece of that. Nevada wants a piece of it. It's as simple as that. And it causes the party bosses a lot of headaches. They'll work it out, but they're going to front load this process and make it harder on the candidates.
Ron Christie, Sarah Palin is out, not unexpected. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. I don't think it's that much unexpected. I think this was the biggest announcement that we were all waiting to hear from Sarah Palin. I think it's been obvious for months now that there wasn't the groundswell of support for her candidacy. So much of the talk was on Governor Perry. So much of the talk was on Governor Christie from New Jersey. So it doesn't surprise me. And now the question will she actively endorse a candidate, and will she actively go out and campaign for a candidate in the months to come?
Now, Ron Christie, we spoke to you actually earlier this morning when you were on a little better phone line, and we were talking a little bit about what's the political opportunity or the political message from all these protesters around the United States who are calling for an occupation of Wall Street. And you made the point repeatedly that these protests need not to be violent. They need to be peaceful. You weren't meaning to say that they have been violent, because there's been no violence that I know of up till now.
Well, there was a New York police officer who was actually knocked off of his motorcycle and someone was arrested for disorderly conduct. So there has been a certain amount of violence and disturbance. And my concern is people should have the right to petition the government, but they don't have the right to disrupt business. They don't have the right to interrupt New York City police officers doing their job. So that was my concern there.
All right. Ron Christie, former special assistant to President George W. Bush, on a train leading somewhere. Todd Zwillick, let's talk about Harry Reid and this millionaire surtax. Nobody, at least on the Republican side, believes this has a chance of going anywhere. Is it a campaign issue without a constituency?
It's a campaign issue without a constituency. Well, it has a constituency amongst some Democrats, John, but not even all of them. Let's backtrack a little bit and find out why Harry Reid even did this in the first place. The $454 billion jobs package that the president is traveling around the country stumping on. By the way, he's going to continue at the White House at 11 a.m. this morning for a news conference. We'll be there to watch him do that. When that landed in the Senate, lots of Democrats said, we don't like it. And it's not so much the policy, it was how it was paid for. It was some of the tax increases in here and some of the parochial concerns. Look, there were getting rid of deductions for families making over $250,000. A lot of Democrats who are up for reelection didn't want to vote for a tax increase on families making $250,000. And there were parochial concerns. There are tax increases on big oil and oil royalties and revenues. How about a Democrat from Louisiana like Mary Landrieu, or a Democrat like Mark Begich from Alaska? They don't want to help the president by having to vote for a tax increase that's going to get him in trouble back home. So it was the pay-fors that Democrats hated. Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer took sort of the easy way here, and they said, all right, millionaire surtax, 5.6%. It's gotten 53 Democratic votes in the past, 53 votes in the Senate. Lots of Democrats support it. So we'll do that. And it lets the president do something very interesting. And this is to the frustration of Republicans. No, this bill's not going to pass, John. You're right about that. But now the president gets to go out around the country. He's already started to do it. And here's going to be the message, which technically will be true. If Republicans vote against this bill, they are voting against teachers and firefighters and construction workers getting to keep their jobs under my jobs plan just to protect the incomes of millionaires and billionaires.
And we may
hear the message.
We may hear some of that message later on this morning. The president's actually giving a news conference. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. White House, East Room, 11 a.m., and we'll be there to hear his president's message. Stumping on the jobs plan, but more broadly, isolating Republicans from moderates. The idea, John, of taxing millionaires polls above 70% with independents, which is exactly the group the president is really going after with this rhetoric and this parry on the jobs bill. But you know who else is in favor of it? Republicans. The Washington Post ABC poll from just last week or just a couple of days ago had 57% of Republicans saying
Republican
yes,
voters.
Republican voters. Thank you, Celeste. Tax the rich more in order to get the country moving again.
These are the Republican likely voters, right? Or voters who are just registered.
Yes. Okay. Fine. That's fine. But the point of it is, this is reaching clearly towards the middle and not a play necessarily just to the hard left. Sure,
right.
They'd love to tax millionaires, but there's a lot of moderates and even some GOP people who say, yeah, actually, it makes sense.
And a CBS News poll has a 64% number. Think people earning more than $1 million should pay more in taxes. You know, I guess if Congress can't find a majority consensus or a 60-vote consensus on taxing people who make more than $1 million a year with unemployment above 9%, and you've got people in the streets all over America, okay, maybe it's not like a huge – it's not all of the population of Greece, for instance. Isn't there a danger that Washington seems just completely out of touch with what's going on? Maybe that's what the approval numbers suggest.
The definition of dysfunction in Washington, John, the things they can't agree to won't create jobs, and they can't agree, and the things they can't agree to basically do nothing. That's why Congress is, by definition, dysfunctional right now.
Well, we'll be paying attention to what the president has to say a little later on this morning. Todd Zulick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Earlier, we spoke with Ron Christie, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. He's also a fellow at Harvard University's Institute of Politics. Thanks so much.